You're listening to Tub Talk, the podcast for IT business owners, with our featured conversation with Richard Tubb and Rick Yates of Zsphere. My name is Jeff Nicholson, and this podcast is all about helping you grow your IT business. In this episode, Richard talks with Rick Yates, Managing Director at Zsphere. Zsphere are a cloud solution provider for MSPs. They're a value-added distributor for IT managed service providers. Zsphere pride themselves on providing a fresh approach to technology sourcing, providing a high-value, human relationship-focused service exclusively for MSPs. This episode was recorded in person when Richard visited Rick at the Zsphere team at their offices in Warrington, England. We join the conversation in progress as Rick shares why Zsphere are experiencing success working with MSPs in the UK. And now, without further ado, here's Richard Tubb talking with Rick Yates.
Hey folks, Richard Tubb here, and today I'm joined by, a fellow Rick Yates. Now, Rick is the Managing Director of Zsphere, a specialist distributor of cloud-based technology products, specifically for managed service providers. Zsphere have a team of tech-happy, MSP-focused product specialists who live and breathe cloud, tech, cybersecurity, and business productivity. Now, they're a really fast-growing and exciting company, and I thought it'd be fun to sit down with Rick and find out all about Zsphere. Rick, it's really good to spend time with you. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. Thank you very much, Richard. Thank you for having me on, and thanks for that fantastic introduction.
No, my pleasure. Very good. So, firstly, I think you've had a pretty interesting journey to becoming the Managing Director of Zsphere, one that includes quite a few twists and turns. So before we talk about Zsphere specifically, perhaps tell us how you arrived at where you are today.
Oh, crikey, yeah, it really has. It does feel like it's been a long old road, but actually it's only really been kind of, the last two or three years that have been the most exciting. I mean, we set up Zsphere in November 2015, and in that time, we've supported just around 700 MSPs. But personally, I was never, I'm not actually a techie. I'm more of a sales and marketing person. But a few years back, I was really, really excited to start my own company, and I was actually developing a software product. I wanted to start my own business, and I knew that I needed funding, and I'd already been and got a business startup loan from the government, 10 grand, which I'd chucked at a software developer, and he'd made this kind of basic product for me, which was actually a cloud. It was meant to be a cloud sourcing information type product for lawyers. And, it was a good idea. And, I was really passionate about it, and I knew that I needed some extra cash if I was going to make this business happen. So, I spent a year trying to get into one of these business angel networks, where you're a bit like Dragon's Den, where you pitch for some investment. And I remember being really confident on the day, and I turned up with about 15 business plans. And, my pitch that I'd practiced for hours and hours, but it was only 5 minutes long. And I remember when I was doing my pitch, there was a bloke at the back who'd fallen asleep. And, I've never, ever had anyone fall asleep while I've been doing a presentation before, but I knew at that moment that, oh, hang on a minute, I don't know if this one's going to fly. And I went and stood behind my table, and no one was going to come and talk to me. And I'd been there about half an hour. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to nip to the loo, and when I come back, I'm going to pack up my stuff, and I'm going to go. And I think this is the end of the road for this project. So off I went, and I was just coming out of the bathroom, and there was this bloke walking down the corridor who I recognised out of the audience. Not the guy who was asleep, by the way, but somebody else. And I thought, you know what? I've not got anything to lose. I'm just going to kind of like stop this guy and ask him some advice because I don't really know where to go from here. So I stopped him and I said, how was your day been? Did you see anything that you liked? And he said, oh, yeah, actually, I really like your idea, but I just don't think I could, sell that kind of company for like a few million quid in a few years. And, we got chatting, and we ended up exchanging details. And that was actually, that person was actually a guy called Divesh Lakhani, who he was been in software distribution for many, many years, and had done a really successful job of it. And he actually ended up investing in my idea. And, so he sent us this money, and he became partner. I quit my job. Me and my girlfriend, we moved up from Bristol to Manchester and got cracking. And, you know, around the same time, there was, I'm sure you'll be aware that IBM have got this supercomputer called Watson, which is like the artificial intelligence computer that they've got, which is absolutely amazing. And they'd given access to this computer to a group of law students from Stanford University. And they basically created the same product that I'd made, but a million times more sophisticated, because what they were doing was they were allowing legal specialists to actually ask this computer questions about certain legal inquiries they had and stuff like that. And it was just able to provide the information immediately. And so as soon as I saw that, I thought, not only am I struggling to get users on this platform, but there's this super, super amazing solution that's just... going to appear on the market. And, I sat down with Devesh and said, listen, Devesh, there's some red flags over here. I think probably better give you your money back before I end up spending the rest of it. And he said, well, we knew that this could happen. And, it's all right. By the way, I'm thinking about, getting back into software distribution. Would you be interested in coming and getting into this software distribution business with me? And so that's what we did, and we set up a software distribution company together. And he sat there for 2 months straight, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock at night, training me on how to do sales, and gave me all of his wisdom from his decades of servitude in the software distribution industry. So so that was a fantastic opportunity for me, and one that I relished. And, we worked together for a couple of years, and then it became really, really apparent to us that, managed service providers are really the future of the IT industry when it comes to, finding a software product, and then the whole element of having a service wraparound. We were seeing exponential growth in the number of customers that we were getting that were actually MSPs. And I just decided, I said, really, we really need to do something to help this market. There isn't anybody who we can see in this space that's really, really just focused on MSPs and nothing else. There isn't anybody out there that's curating tools for technical directors at MSPs, a place where they can go, where they can really, really trust. This is just a pure kind of like MSP focused solutions provider. And so we set up Zsphere with that intention. And, that was just over a couple of years ago now. And literally since then, it's just been, everything's been going upwards and to the right on the charts. And it's been one hell of a ride. So, yeah, Devesh and I are still working together. And, it's all going really, really well. And we've kind of got a point to prove that, MSP is the way forward for IT services and for software consumption. And, there's a way that techies like to buy and MSPs like to buy. And that's through, being helped, being able to just find a product when they need it, having a team that knows what they're talking about. And that's what we're aiming to do. So That's our story in a nutshell, really. There you go.
I love it. I think it's a fantastic story. And I think, people listening are going to be intrigued to hear about this, because I speak to so many people who are wildly successful on this podcast. And I've no doubt, Rick, you're going to be included in that group as well. But the point, I think, is, though, that not too many people talk about, the missteps that they've taken. So it's really interesting to see, you didn't fancy going up against IBM quite sensibly with your situation there, but it actually resulted in, a new opportunity for you. So before we get on to talking about Zsphere in depth, I really do want to talk about the business some more. Tell me some more about your relationship with Devesh. How important has it been to you, not just professionally, but personally? What do you get out of that relationship?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's absolutely invaluable. And, every now and again, I get the opportunity to chat with people that are considering starting their own businesses. And, this isn't the first company that I've set up. This is like the eighth company that I set up. And, the big difference about this company and all the other companies that I've tried to set up were that previously I was doing it on my own, or I was doing it with someone that, they were kind of like coming along for the ride, or they weren't ready. And the whole point of having someone like Devesh is that there's someone there who is a mentor, who has got some, who's got the right kind of experience, the right advice, not just professionally, but, just sometimes as a business leader, you just need to be able to pick up a phone to someone and bounce an idea off them and say, what do you think about this? And they could give you the same answer that you would have come up with anyway, but just having that reassurance, you know, it has been massively, massively important to me. And I absolutely am under no illusion that if I hadn't have had the opportunity provided to me by someone like Divesh, there's no way I would have done this. You know, there's no way that I would have probably even known about software distribution or how to do it or, you know, how it works. And what's been really, really nice is that Divesh has got kind of like 20 or 30 years of experience in software distribution. I mean, he grew a business to become, you know, from just a basic reseller to being Europe's largest distributor for Symantec, you know, and there's so much experience there, and I can learn his lessons, you know, like there's encounters that he's had and things that he's experienced where, you know, I don't need to make the mistakes that he made because he's made them and he can tell me what they were. And at the same time, I'm coming in from somewhere else, you know, I'm from out of, industry, really. You know, I'm from a marketing background, and I can kind of like bring best of class practices from, you know, from other industries and stuff that works here. Things like our inbound sales and marketing philosophy is a little bit different to what you would see from a lot of other distributors, you know. So it's been a really, really nice partnership, actually. And, you know, surprisingly, you know, Divesh says that he learns as much from me as I learn from him. But, you know, I don't know whether he's just been polite or not. So
forgive me for interrupting. In my experience with the mentor-the-mentee relationship, I would say that the best relationships are when we're both people learn from it. So I would absolutely sort of concur with what Divesh.
Yeah.
I don't think he's just being kind.
No. I mean, and, you know, it's just a case of having someone that you can trust and that someone that's willing to take a punt on you. And, you know, and I always say these like friends of mine or colleagues or whatever that come to me and I'll say, I'm thinking about starting up a business. And I just say, let me give you one piece of advice, if that's all right. You know, don't try and do it on your own. Whatever you think you're capable of, please, I beg you, don't do it on your own, because, you know, two heads are better than one, you know. And it's just running a business is a really, really stressful thing to do sometimes. It's also my dream job, but it's incredibly stressful if you know, it can very easily become incredibly stressful, as I'm sure you're aware, and as I'm sure lots of the listeners are aware. And yeah, it's just nice to have that kind of that place to go, or that voice on the end of the phone when you need it.
Absolutely. You know, I've always had mentors, coaches, and still to this day have. And I think when people ask me why I work, why I have mentors, why I have coaches, it's that other voice in the room. It's the sanity check. It's the, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but I want to speak to somebody else, you know, and just make sure I'm absolutely, I'm not insane with this. I'm going in the right direction. So I totally get it. Yeah. So let's move on to Zedsphere then. I always describe you as a boutique distributor to others. Yeah. I don't think that's really doing you justice. So for those who aren't familiar with Zedsphere, how would you describe yourself? What do you do? Who do you help?
We describe ourselves as the cloud solutions provider for MSPs. So it's pretty fair for you to call us boutique. You know, when you come and look at us, we look a bit more like kind of like a sales and marketing kooky marketing agency than a distributor. You know, we certainly don't have that kind of like rows of desks with people just smashing quotes out all day. What we're really, really aiming for is to focus explicitly on a very particular type of buyer, you know, a very specific person. And that person is the person that is running a managed service provider business. And typically that person is a technical director or someone with a huge amount of technical experience. And so what that individual wants is to be able to pay the right amount of scrutiny to the products that they're going to be using. You know, they want to have a relationship with their suppliers that is meaningful, one that they can trust. And they want to, you know, they don't just want a sales conversation. They want to be able to go and access content online or anywhere else, on somewhere like Spiceworks or on a website, anywhere, and actually make their own decisions around, you know, why do I actually want to purchase this product? And we know for a fact that most of our customers will make, you know, 70% of their buying decisions before they even pick up the phone to us. You know, they'll have been on product websites, a little bit on Spiceworks and ask for product recommendations and things like that. And so, you know, it's about understanding what managed service providers want and need. And we're just doing our best here to try and, I like to use the word curate, because we really try and find curate products that are relevant for MSPs. Everything that is on our menu is suitable for MSPs. And indeed, if we have vendors that, you know, want to get into the MSP industry, but they're not ready, we don't take them on. You know, we get approached by loads of vendors that want to do that. You know, MSP industry is kind of like such a romantic place for software vendors. You know, oh, we want to get into MSP, you know, that'd be brilliant. But and we speak to them and they don't have, you know, centrally managed consoles or monthly billing or multi-tiered facilities and that kind of thing. And you know, so we're also kind of trying to like be the guardians of the, of the software industry for MSPs as well. So yeah, we, you know, our ambition is to end up in a place where if you're working in an MSP or if you're looking after a network, you know that you can come to us and you can trust that we're the guys that MSPs can come to. You know, that's it. You know, that's kind of like the elevator pitch, really.
Yeah, so. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about managed services a little bit. So Zsphere, an MSP managed service provider focused value-added distributor. Mm. How would you define a managed service provider?
Oh, wow. I mean, what a can of worms. You know, I think...
Just between you and I, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The thing that we've learned is that with MSP, it's very, very difficult. If we were to look at a list of all of our customers, it's very, very difficult to find two MSPs that are exactly alike. Yeah. And, you know, we do actually kind of categorize to an extent the MSP groups almost in kind of like a very, very basic way. You've got your hardcore group of managed service providers that might have been in business for 15 or 20 years. They've always been a managed service provider. They've always charged a monthly fee for offering a service of support, you know, with software, hardware, you name it. And then you've got your kind of break-fix MSPs that are kind of coming out of that break-fix environment and getting into cloud software as a service type offerings. And then there's this massive big batch of resellers, software resellers, hardware software resellers that, you know, they've twigged onto the fact that MSP is where it's at and is where it's going to be for the foreseeable future. And they want to bolt on service wraparounds to their offerings. And so for us as a distributor, there are different things that we can offer each different group, you know, in terms of our level of expertise and the advice and, you know, what products we feel are right for them and things like that. So it's really, really such a mixed bag. And there's no definitive answer is the thing that we've found, you know. And vendors often come to us and say, you know, what are your MSPs doing? Like, what system, how do they work? What systems do they use? And we just say, listen, we can't actually give you the answer to that because it's so diverse. It's really, really difficult for us to tell. But we have a feeling around how we think it's a good way to do MSP. You know, we think that you should have a very kind of, you know, a good identifiable product set. Yeah. You know, good, clean billing and financing options. Be able to report on the service that you've delivered. Make your value known. But that said, we're not a managed service provider. So, you know, we wouldn't want to, you know, I mean, the people that we would never want to go and tell people how to suck eggs.
Yeah, you know? You don't want to dictate to people what a managed service provider is. Yeah.
What we're really, really good at is understanding what products do and introducing them to customers and introducing them to MSPs and trying to let them know what value they might add. You know, there's so many different MSP models out there that, and a lot of them work for a lot of people, you know. So yeah, it's really, a really, really interesting industry to be in. And a massively exciting industry as well, when you look at the amount of growth. And it might be useful insight or interesting insight for MSPs because, you know, when we sign up customers, what we do is we sell a license for something like Ninja RMM. And you know, they'll say, I'm gonna say, right, I'm gonna sign up and start with 200 seats of Ninja. And most of the time, that managed service provider, when we look back at their account in a year's time, for example, and we're doing some kind of review, is they will usually have grown at least 100%. Mm. You know, and there aren't many
in terms of seats.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, if you think about it, on the ground, adding 200 seats to an MSP, you know, that might be one or two guys offering MSP services in, as part of a small company, you know, they've doubled their offering, they've doubled their customer base. That's massive, more than 100% growth in a year. And that's really, really consistent across the MSP customer base that we have, you know.
What do you attribute to, are you attracting those type of MSPs that are hungry for that type of growth? Are you offering products, a combination of these things? Why do you think that you end up working with those types of MSPs that are growing so quickly?
It's just because I think they're looking for products that are going to make their businesses efficient. That their customers are going to understand and add value, and you know, they come and know that they can pay a certain monthly amount for it, and then they can offer out a service at a certain monthly amount and make a certain amount of money. And they just tend to be pretty savvy people that, you know, can say to potential customers, "Oh, well, you know, we can do this for you and help you out with it." And it's a model that works. It's just a model that works. And that means that, you know, they can start with 100 seats in January of one year. And by the time you get to January of the following year, it's really, really, you know, common for us to see MSPs that have grown more than 100%. And that was what astounded me when I looked at the MSP world and the small number of MSPs that we were working with at the time. You know, for a company to see 100% growth year on year, I mean, it's crazy. It's like bordering on ridiculous, you know. It's hard to say what the secret sauce is, but I think it's just a model. And when you've got an MSP with a group of people that are well engaged, they understand how to work with customers, they use some techniques, the kind of techniques that you advise on in your blogs and things like that, you know, the formula is there for success.
Yeah. Let's rewind a little bit and talk about the product set then. So 2015, Zsphere started out. You've almost come from that almost cybersecurity background.
Yeah.
Take us from 2015 cybersecurity to where you are now and the number of products that you've, vendor products that you're looking after at Zsphere.
Sure, yeah. Well, we've got 6 core products at the minute. And we are planning on expanding that. So we started out with a cybersecurity focus, and that was really kind of like, you know, nodding a cap back to our cybersecurity days, because the legacy of, you know, the work that Devesh did in the past and you know, when we set up Distology, was really very cybersecurity focused, and it still is, because that's a massively important market to sell into. So we started with cybersecurity and very quickly realized that, you know, the beating heart of MSP is tools like remote monitoring and management, PSA, that kind of thing. So it was very, very important for us to focus on building a partnership with a vendor that would allow us to take an excellent product into the MSP market. And we were just incredibly fortunate to be able to engage with Ninja RMM around this time last year, a bit earlier than that. And Ninja was still relatively new, but they'd had this amazing success in the US. You know, it was just 3 guys that came out of Dell and Packet Trap and Anchor that came together, and they built an RMM. And I think by the time that we met them, they'd already sold into about 1,000 MSPs in America, just themselves, you know, using a small team of salespeople in the United States. And looking at the product, we were so excited by it because it was just so easy to use, you know, and it was more to do with the principles behind Ninja. You know, they're really, really going for this ecosystem play where you can take vendors that MSPs love, things like TeamViewer, WebRoot, you know, vendors that they can plug in and integrate seamlessly and be part of a platform. And you can kind of pick and mix what you want. You know, you don't have to have, you know, the Ninja AV. You don't have to have the Ninja PSA. You can pick the vendors that you want and just plug it in there. And the way that they were doing it was all focused on ease, not based on old legacy technologies, and super easy onboarding, training, flexible approach to billing and things like that. So we saw it and we're like, we need to partner with Ninja. That's the future for us. And we managed to establish a relationship with them. And we're a year in, just over a year in now with Ninja, and they are doing so, so well. It's absolutely flying off the shelves in the UK with, you know, with us, which is fantastic. We've got a dedicated Ninja sales team now. So that's been the core element is building that RMM focus, allowing MSPs to plug in cybersecurity, remote connect, the things that they need.
Yeah. And I should say, for anybody who's not seen Ninja RMM as a product, you and I did a demo of it. We've got that as a separate video, so I'd encourage you to go and take a look at that. I was really impressed by the product. It's really easy for use, even for an old man like me. So if I can pick it up, I think there's lots of MSPs can pick it up.
Well, you know, I'm not a technical person, you know, and I was able to pick it up pretty quickly, and I can demo it myself and things like that. So,
and sorry to interrupt that, but I want to emphasize how important that is. So one of the big roadblocks for MSPs, for IT companies adopting the MSP model, is the amount of time it takes to actually bring the tool on board and to get into that mindset of doing things. So anything where you can get almost an off-the-shelf product and do 80-90% of the things that an MSP needs to do, just like that, fantastic, happy days. You know, I wish there was a product like that around when I was starting out in the MSP industry.
So. Yeah, to be honest with you, the thing that's most popular that we're having the most success with is we sell Ninja as part of a bundle. So you buy the Ninja RMM platform, and it comes with Webroot Endpoint Protection, which is this fantastic, you know, next generation endpoint protection tool that is having massive success in the MSP space, and a TeamViewer license as well. You know, and you know, TeamViewer is obviously one of the world's leading remote connect solutions, but both of those solutions are bolted really, really deeply into Ninja. It's all managed from the same console.
Right.
So when you get that, you can pretty much take that offering for one monthly fee from us, and you can start offering MSP services, really. And you know, we get whether it's a surprise or not, I don't know, but we still get a lot of people that are saying, "Oh, I'm just starting out in MSP. I need a." We call it a Ninja Starter Pack, where they, you know, they can have up to 50 seats of Ninja TeamViewer and Webroot, and they can just crack on, you know. So, and something like Ninja, it's the kind of thing that you can just onboard in less than an hour, and people don't tend to have any, you know, issues with it at all. So you've got your small kind of MSPs that are just starting out with 50 seats that can just crack on with it, but then we've got some of your larger MSPs. We've got a customer that's 3,000 seats plus, and they did a transition over to Ninja, and it was within a week that, you know, they'd managed that whole transition schedule from a competitor platform.
And what was the reasoning? Why did they move from what I'm going to assume is an established RMM platform across to this punk startup?
To be honest with you, the objection that we get the most about the big legacy kind of RMMs is that they're a little bit frustrated about it being clunky, bit of a big old beast, bit of a dinosaur. Sometimes they find things like, you know, there've been new features that are added on that they're getting billed for, but they never asked for or needed, you know, so the price has just gone up, and say, well, why is the price gone up? Oh, we've added in this feature, you know, well, don't really need it. And things like, you know, outsourcing their customer support to India and stuff like that, and just being making it more difficult for MSPs to kind of get on with stuff. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, rocking up with like a big old Volvo that you've had for 25 years. It's been strong, reliable, you know, kind of like tootling along. And then, you know, you rock up with like a sports roadster, you know, that you know, like a smart car roadster or something like that, that's, you know, super efficient, fast, kind of funky, bit sexy as well, you know, and does everything a lot quicker and more efficiently. And with Ninja, that's what we're finding. And it's so good to be able to be part of a company where you've got a product and you don't get objections on technology. You know, the conversations that we're having is, oh my God, yeah, Ninja's wicked. You know, sometimes a question about like, what's the reporting functionality, or, you know, what's coming on the roadmap for the next quarter? And as a software company that's taken a lean approach to launching a product, of course there are things that are on the roadmap for the future, as with any product really. But Ninja seems to be ticking boxes, and we don't get anybody kind of having massive objections on the technology.
Sure.
You know, it's a lot of the time it's down to things like, oh, well, you know, I need to pay 10 pence a month, or, you know, we're just not in the buying cycle right now. It's just not the right time, things like that. So when you're in a position where you're part of a sales and marketing team that can do that, it's just so great, because you don't have to worry about, you know, no, you don't have to worry about the fact that you've got a rubbish product, because, you know, you've got a great one. So, and that's so helpful, because, you know, when you've got our product specialists out there in the sales team, they can actually talk with passion about Ninja and WebRoot and TeamViewer, you know, they can actually say with full knowledge that these are the best products on the market.
Yeah, I was overhearing one of Warren's calls a little bit earlier on when
right.
he was talking. So we're to an MSP. I'm going to guess based on the phone call that Ninja was that was their first RMM product that I'd really come across. So.
Right. Yeah. So it's nice to be able to do that. You know, and that's I think that's key for us, and that's why we're so selective about the products that we take on as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're more than willing to wait a year, 2 years for the right vendor. You know, we've got a list of the products that we want, the type of product categories that we want. But you know, if the right vendor isn't there, we won't partner. You know, it's as simple as that. So. So
let's rewind a little bit. So I've mentioned the phrase distributor. We've got an industry full of acronyms. We've got RMM, remote monitoring maintenance. We've got PSA, professional services automation. When we talk about distributors, it might not be clear to everybody what a distributor is. So give me your definition of who Zsphere are and what a distributor is in both the traditional sense and what you're doing with Zsphere.
Sure. Okay. There's a traditional style of distribution, and so a distributor is someone who represents a vendor who sells to resellers or managed service providers. Distributors don't sell to end users, you know, so they're a supply route or a procurement route for people that are selling software or hardware or you know, whatever. And there's been this traditional model of distribution where you know, a distributor will almost kind of like just kind of be responsible for taking the run rate of a vendor. So a vendor will be responsible for lead generation, demand generation, things like that. And they'll get leads and they'll chuck the leads out to distributors and say, right, you know, fulfill these orders and things like that. And the distributor will have their own supply network, all of their own resellers that will try and push products into, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. That's the traditional distributor route. And really, very often, the distributor model was a case of a reseller going to a distributor and saying, "Oh, my customer has asked me for this product. Please, can you provide me with a quote for it?" And they'll provide a quote for a full 1 year subscription, and it'll be paid all up front when the customer orders. And it's kind of as simple as that. That's the traditional distribution model for hardware and for software.
Almost box shifting.
Box shifting, yeah. You know, whatever
almost
you want to call
them. As the middleman there. So.
Yeah, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, they've got all sorts of different names. Broadliners, box shifters, tin shifters, you know, quote monkeys. You know,
You
name it.
That's a little unkind, but I can see that,
yeah. You know, so it's, you know, so that's really the traditional model of distribution. I think where we sit is really quite different from that, because whilst we do represent vendors, we represent a very niche specific set of vendors that are really focused on MSP, and we have some very specific criteria, and our criteria is that it's got to be cloud-based, there's got to be the ability for the software to be multi-tenanted, multi-tiered, it must be built flexibly, so MSPs must be able to sign up and say pay monthly or run like an over-usage program, you know, if they need more of the software.
Yeah.
They don't just have to keep coming and placing orders with us. It's got to be easy. And that's kind of the criteria for us. But at the same time, you know, we look out for products that are going to be of interest, you know, specific interest. We don't just sign up loads of vendors and say, right, we're distributing these tools, you know. So, and, you know, you used the term last night when we went out for dinner. You said, oh, you're a boutique distributor. And whilst that's not a term that I've used that much, I can kind of see, actually, yeah, we kind of are a boutique distributor, because we've got actually, for what we do, we've got a relatively small team here of very dedicated product specialists. And, you know, we kind of have quite a close relationship with the MSPs that we work with. So most of the time, the big difference that you've got to realize about working with MSPs is that most of the time is you're selling to and working with people of like a technical director type level, you know. And MSPs are emotional about the products that they work with. You know, they want to know that it works and that they like the ethos behind it and things like that. And they've got to have trust in the company that they're buying from as well, you know. So for us, we really, really clearly understand that. And, you know, we're not going to try and just tin shift software to MSPs. It's about letting them know that this is almost kind of like, these are almost like products that we've kind of like curated and pulled together for them. And, you know, we don't just do demos. We offer one-to-one intro product sessions with founders of the vendors. You know, if you want a ninja demo with us, you don't get a ninja demo. You get a one-to-one session with a ninja founder. Mm. You know, it's like we want that kind of quality and, you know, for people to kind of review the products and get what they need from us. So it's kind of like that almost like bespoke kind of high quality feel that people can come and they know that they can trust us. Mm. But it's also giving people that opportunity to know that they can come to us and they don't just have to buy one product. You know, they know that they can get, you know, endpoint protection, remote monitoring management, VoIP, next gen firewall, and they can get it all in one monthly bill from Zsphere. And if there's ever a problem, they can ring up and speak to Lizzie, you know, or somebody else in our team, and it'll be resolved immediately.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting
approach because I've heard it referred to in the MSP market with end users as one throat to choke.
Yeah, one throat to choke.
Yeah,
course.
So MSPs, yeah. Of course, look after all of the software and the hardware and the vendors for their clients and everything. So
yeah.
It sounds to me as though you're the one throat to choke. It's not a pleasant phrase, but it
Well, do you know what?
Works.
I think one throat to choke is, I definitely know what you mean, but I think in our situation, I would say maybe one cheek to kiss.
Oh,
you know, is the way to go.
Okay.
You know, and to be honest with you, we get more compliments than complaints, actually.
Sure.
And funnily enough, while you've been here, I've had an email from one of my colleagues because one of our MSP partners wants to give me a ring because he's so happy with Danny out there who's sold him some VoIP recently, you know.
Oh,
so
nice.
And it's nice to get that kind of feedback, you know. So we're trying to build a company and a brand that people know, oh, it's Zsphere, we trust them, those are the MSP guys. You know, we don't really want to be like one of those cloud markets where you can just log in and buy products.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be the people that you can trust, yeah. You know.
So it feels as though the phrase distributor or the phrase, the label that I know as distributor probably doesn't really apply to you as much, that we might need to think up a new label to give to
someone. You know what?
Like
it has actually been a bit of a challenge for us.
Yeah.
Say, are we a distributor? Well, yeah, we're a distributor because we represent, you know, vendors and we have distribution contracts with vendors,
yeah.
You know, and we sell into the managed service market. But, you know, it's actually a term that we've tried to stay away from.
Yeah.
You know, we've come up with all sorts of kind of like things, you know, like, I think, what does our website say? A fresh approach to technology sourcing, you know? So it's, you know,
yeah, you might be a sourcing partner.
Yeah, a sourcing partner could be a good way to think about it, you know.
Have a think out there. If anybody can give Rick an idea of what Zsphere should be known as, as opposed to a distributor, that might be the way forward.
That would be good. So it's, you know, but at the same time, we have to recognise we're a distributor.
Yeah.
That's the field that we work in, we're just trying to do it a little bit differently, I think.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So we've talked about UK managed service providers, but I get the feeling that your scope is not just UK wide. We've talked about Computicate, who are based out of Amsterdam, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. What about MSPs? What about clients? Are you looking to go beyond the UK? Have you got any clients outside of the UK at the moment?
Sure. Yeah. Actually, we've just started in the last few months representing Ninja in EMEA.
Okay.
So we are working with MSPs, in Europe, quite a few in Scandinavia, Germany. Those tend to be the bigger markets really for MSP.
Mm.
You know, the Scandinavian countries and Germany in particular are the big ones. So, yeah, our ambition is to try and kind of continue that. You know, as far as our distribution agreements will allow us. You know, because a lot of vendors, they have distributors in various countries, but we've got a history of distributing in Europe, and we know the cultural challenges and differences that, you know, you get from country to country. So again, going back to what I was talking about earlier on about, you know, being trained by Devesh, you know, I got really, you know, the training from the best, and we were able to sell software into Europe and Africa as well. So that really has added to our breadth. We're quite confident in being able to do that here and having some success with it. So for us, the UK market is, you know, the key priority for us at the moment to keep growing at that that customer base out. But yeah, our span into Europe will continue, I'm sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about 2018, the year coming up? I can already tell you're excited about it.
Oh.
What's on the horizon without giving too much detail? So you mentioned that you're having conversations with some vendors.
We
can sort of guess at that, but we won't do that right now. but what does 2018 look like for Zsphere?
to be honest with you, 2018 is the year for us. You know, we're so excited about 2018. And for us, the big thing is about being able to offer value to managed service providers in with bundled product sets. You know, we think that platform purchasing is the way forward in terms of, you know, bundling products into, you know, single platforms and things like that. So we're really, really seeing a fantastic response from the bundle sell of Ninja, Webroot, TeamViewer. And, you know, undoubtedly, we're going to be able to build extra things into that. You know, things like Computicate, potentially even VoIP and things like that. So for us, that's where 2018 is going to take us, is given that power to MSPs. And up till now, really, our strategy has been focused around, you know, selling single products to single customers, you know, MSPs who want, you know, some Webroot or they want some Ninja and things like that. But, you know, we're letting them know now that really, for, you know, a very, very reasonable price, they can bundle everything together, save a lot of time and money. At the same time, you know, we're going to be on the vendor acquisition trail. We've just signed up with Untangle, which is something that we're massively excited about. Because there's so much potential for next-gen firewall in the UK MSP space. And we really, really want to take a look at playbook-type products, you know, migration and playbook-type products in 2018. So, you know, what is the service standard that managed service providers should be using if there's something like a server down or if there's a particular query from a customer, you know, what is the process that they should be going through? How can they standardize that? If they've got six offices, you know, how does the engineer in Aberdeen solve the same problem as the guy in London, you know? I know that we know that that's something that MSPs are looking for, is to how do you standardize service? Yeah. So that's something that we're really going to be focusing on as well. Give you a bit of a clue there, you know? So that's it. And as well as Zsphere as a business, you know, we've really kind of been running under the radar a little bit. We haven't really been shouting from the rooftops about what we can offer, what we do, the kind of value that we can offer to MSPs. So we're hoping to really kind of increase the amount of communication that we have with customers in 2018, letting them know what our products do, offer them some compelling kind of educational content, mm-hmm. And just be useful, really. You know, we want to be useful to the MSP sector. Yeah. That's kind of like a key target for us. Mm. And we'll be trying to use similar methods to this, you know, video content, blogs, things like that. That's kind of our goal for this year coming. Yeah.
From a business perspective, do you mind me asking, profitable as a business?
Oh, well, you know, we're so lucky because, I mean, this is like end of year two.
Yeah.
You know, we're profitable, no debt in the company.
Super.
You know, we've got really, really good financial backing. And we're, you know, all of the charts are going upwards and to the right, which is a great thing, you know. Yeah. And we're currently a team of six office-based staff, and we're recruiting for two or three more right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the time we get to the end of next quarter, the team could easily be kind of 10 people. It's looking good at the moment, you know. Touch wood, fingers crossed.
And some good lessons learned from your startup career as well.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm learning lessons every day, to be honest. But yeah, you know, you really, really got to take those lessons from being a startup and understanding what works and what doesn't. Yeah. But I think the thing that's been more valuable to me is learning from the lessons that other people have had. Do you know what I mean? The hard knocks that they've had, and people like Divesh, my mentor and, you know, business partner that I've been talking about, to be able to have that kind of knowledge, you know, and when there's something that pops up, I can just get on the phone and be like, what would you do about this? But, oh, well, you know, we had this situation 8 years ago and this is what we did about it. And I would have never have considered that, you know, that was the answer. But, you know, I've got the knowledge and expertise there and the end of a phone as well. You know, so it's about learning lessons from other people as well, I think, not just kind of learning your own lessons. So that I think that's been the key. Probably one of the biggest keys to our success so far is, you know, putting faith in my experience and our experience, but other people's experience as well, you know. Yeah.
So you brought Untangle on as a new vendor. Mm-hmm. What do you, Rick Yates, and what does Zsphere look for in a vendor? Is there a quality to it? Is it all about the product? Is it the team? Mm-hmm. What do you look for when you bring these vendors on board?
It's a bit of a mix of all of those things, to be honest. I think the first thing for me is relevance. Relevance is so key because And the thing with Untangle was that, and the thing with Ninja as well is that, you know, this is specifically a product that is so relevant to MSP that they've taken the time and energy and resource to develop that into the product. You know, there's options for billing. There's you can deploy it in a way that's suitable for managed service providers. They've actually got MSP on their mind. And when you have those conversations with people, it's almost like there's immediate chemistry, you know, because we're like, oh, we love MSP. And they're like, oh, you know, well, we're all about MSPs, you know. So straight away we're having conversations and they can start asking us about the MSP market in the UK and they can kind of see, oh, these guys are talking sense, you know. So it's about relevance and, you know, technology functionality. You know, we don't want to kind of pick up any technology products that we're then going to push out there and people like, you know, someone who I've spoken to in the past who's loved products that they've bought from us are then in a situation where they're like, Rick, what is this rubbish that you've put in front of us? You know, like, because that then means that they lose faith in, yeah, in what we're doing, you know. So we have to have the right quality of products. So that's super, super important. And then it's just about relationship and the level of excitement. You know, we're really, really fortunate here because everybody in the business is just super excited about, you know, the vendors that they work with and they represent. And like you said, just listening to Warren sell, you know,
it comes through.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and the effort that we put in. And so that's really, really important for us when we're working with our vendors, that they've also got the excitement about what we're doing together and that they're happy to work in a partnership way, you know, that they can come into the office and we can talk about the work that we're doing and we can work together and that it's a team effort rather than, you know, the kind of situation where we're saying, well, you're a distributor, your responsibility is to get business. Well, yeah, but also, you know, we need to kind of be fully aligned in order to allow us to do that and, yeah, and be working together as a functional team, you know. So it's about the chemistry as well. So those are the kind of the tick boxes really for us. Integrations, obviously, that I've already spoken about is massively important as well. So yeah, but we're really, really lucky because we've got a really nice set of vendors here that, yeah, everybody kind of ticks those boxes, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
so you want to keep that quality up going forward.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah, definitely. And, you know, fingers crossed that's something we can do.
So let me ask you a question with your MD's hat on.
Okay. Yeah,
it's MD at Zsphere. If you could wave a magic wand, what would be the number one problem within your distribution business that you would like to see eradicated tomorrow?
Oh my God. What would be the number one problem,
yeah,
in my business that I would like to see eradicated? Wow.
What bothers you or what keeps you up of a night?
The thing that bothers me the most is that there are loads and loads of MSPs out there that we aren't talking to.
Okay.
You know, that we want to be in a place where we're almost kind of like, we're in a place that's almost like really central to the MSP market where MSPs can come. But you know, we can't do that without people knowing about us.
Sure.
You know, and that's really, really core to our success. You know, so for me, being able to as a business owner, it's about you know, getting the message out and communicating with people and building, as someone who runs a relatively new business, you know, building trust in the brand, because the trust is like, you know, without trust you've got nothing.
Yeah.
So that's the key thing for me, I think. And there isn't a magic wand that you could wave.
If don't worry, one, I'm not about to, yeah, give you a magic,
yeah,
wand.
Well, do, if I had one, I think that's what I would do. I'd be like, you know, I think that would be it.
Do for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of the industry more generally, you know, I think what I would really like is to see some vendors be more MSP focused, MSP savvy, to adopt, you know, to kind of keep up with the times,
yeah,
for things like, you know, software as a service and the cloud and the things that managed service providers are doing, and just to twig on that managed services is the future and that's where things are headed, have already headed, really. You know, so and to allow the right level of flexibility, you know, to make sure that things don't have to be so difficult for MSPs, that there aren't vendor platforms out there that are big old dinosaurs that takes loads of time and effort to handle, and, you know, MSPs are getting ripped off because, you know, there's just so much functionality that they don't need and they're getting billed loads for it. Things like, oh, you've got to sign up for a 3-year contract. You know, that kind of thing, that level of inflexibility really should not exist in our market anymore. You know, and that comes from just the relationships that vendors have with people and the technology that they produce as well. You know, it's really got to be about ease of use, ease of deployment, you know, and relationships and stuff. I think probably for the industry, that's what I would ask, is to have that extra flexibility. Yeah.
Good answer.
So you, even in the time that I've known you, you're growing at a rapid rate. How many people are out there now? How many people within the business?
We're just about 2.5 years old, and there's 8 of us. We've just done our 4th office move in 2 years, which is absolutely mental. And we're recruiting at the moment for another inbound sales and marketing specialist. So, you know, we're looking for people that are really, really into technology and tech savvy, that can have that relationship with MSPs about, you know, what products they're using and the things that they need and stuff like that. So, we're growing really, really nicely, and we've got a big ambition to add, you know, 4 or 5 really key vendors in the next quarter, you know. So we're looking at adding a key data backup vendor, a key cybersecurity vendor, a really good VoIP provision supplier, connectivity suppliers as well. So, you know, at the moment, it feels like we're kind of like on the cusp of, you know, getting this big tranche of really good new vendors onto our website. And, you know, so there's going to be some exciting announcements for us in the next kind of quarter to really just let MSPs to, you know, they can visit our site or they can speak to our team. And you know, I'm pretty certain they're going to be looking at 1 or 2 things on there and going, oh, do you know what? That's really suited for me. That would help my business. Or I'm currently buying that solution somewhere else, but, you know, I can bundle it in with the other services that I'm getting from Zsphere and have one consolidated invoice and, you know, and have a really good relationship with an account manager. So there's lots going on.
Makes absolute sense. I want to talk about managed service providers in just a minute, but before I do, something you said there really intrigues me, you know, the type of person that you bring on board with new hires. So I can see a real correlation between what you do at Zsphere and what managed service providers do and the type of people they want to bring on board. So I think it's going to be interesting for people to understand, get a little peek inside Ricky H's mind here. What do you look for in new hires? What type of person are you looking for?
Charisma. Oh my God. You've got to have charisma, you know, and charisma and attention to detail is all I need. You know, that willingness to try. And do you know what we do? We use a tool called Workable, which is it's a really easy to use tool for recruiting, and you can put questions on there. When someone applies for a job with you, you can get them to answer a question. And one of the questions is, our main customers are MSPs. What is an MSP? Right, and bearing in mind that we've got loads of content online about MSPs on the front of our website, it's like, you know, managed service providers. And you won't believe the number of people that apply for jobs, and they say, oh, it's member of Scottish Parliament, Manchester Science Partnerships. You know, there was one the other day that was kind of like something totally random, like marketing solutions packages. You know, it's the way that we recruit is that you've got to come to us on your first encounter with us, and you've got to already know what a managed service provider is, and you've got to be completely bought into that buyer persona. You've got to look at all of our content, and you've got to understand the jobs to be done of an MSP person, of a technical director or an MD. You know, they all have a jobs to be done list, and that's the key thing for us. If you can't understand what that person's life is like, then you're not the right person for us as a company. It's all about understanding our customers. We can teach, you know, how to manage a sales pipeline and, you know, how to provide an MSP with access to the right blog or content and that kind of thing. But you've got to have charisma, you know, and we're a really, really diverse, charismatic team here. So anybody who's a bit of a shrinking violet, to be honest, they're just going to get eaten alive. So, you know, it's about just being able to link to relate to the customer, really, and give them the experience that is unsurpassed. You know, we're always talking about this unsurpassed customer experience that's super, super vital to keep your customers, you know, because people can make buying decisions and they can
buy from wherever they like. You know, they've got to make a choice to come and buy from you. So that's what we look for.
I love it. Yeah. Great answer. Very cool, Rick. So I'm conscious of time. What's next for Zedsphere? Do you have any, you talked about some new products and solutions you might be adding to the lineup. What does that look like? Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, so it's a really, really exciting time for Zedsphere at the minute. And there's a couple of really important things that we're doing right now. And the first one is that we're adding this really substantial tranche of vendors into our portfolio within the next kind of 2 to 3 months. And we want to be able to be in a position where MSPs can come to us and they know they can get their full cybersecurity offering through from endpoint protection to firewall and beyond. They can get a really good, solid, trustworthy cloud backup provider, a fantastic VoIP telephony solution, and we're going to be offering connectivity as well. So if you need to supply broadband and that kind of stuff, you know, that's what we're going to be putting in there as well. And this is all stuff that we're always getting MSPs ringing us up saying, oh, do you do this? And for us, it's been quite frustrating because we've been really focused on building our existing product portfolio and the buoyancy behind the products we've already got. You know, you can't just kind of like chuck, you know, 20 products in there all at once. You get a few at a time. But, you know, we're at the point now where our portfolio is going to look a lot more meaty than it has done until quite recently. And the kind of other key thing is we've launched this awesome partnership program for MSPs. So it's the Zedsphere MSP Partner Program, and it's completely free of charge. It's just a way for MSPs to tap in to our resources without actually being a customer yet, basically. So we've got several hundred MSP customers that are paying for services, and we talk to like several hundred more, if not more than that. But we think, you know, these guys aren't really getting the benefit of things like the MSP Growth Academy or our resources pages or, you know, looking at our blogs of content and stuff like that. And, you know, they need to know that they can come and get certain things from us and stuff like that. So the partner program provides you with access to a few different things. So if you sign up as a Zedsphere partner, you get extended product trials, typically, you know, 30 days rather than 15 or 60 days rather than 30. Enhanced partner discount, so a bigger discount than you would normally get. We're actually launching a really sexy kind of MSP-focused magazine called Zed. And, you know, that's going to be a really cool read. It's kind of like GQ meets Wired, something that we're quite proud of. But that's going to have, like, loads of handy, like, relevant advice and content in there. And that's going to have, like, things like interviews with vendor CEOs and busy MSPs and that kind of stuff. So there's a free subscription to that included. We're going to look at also adding things like, things like a free subscription to something like HubSpot CRM, but with a free half hour training package chucked in with our HubSpot CRM specialist here. So, you know, like, you know, you can get something like that for free anyway, but if you can have someone who's, you know, a specialist in the MSP sector who can talk you through how to set it up and how to use it and stuff like that. You know, and that's kind of just free of charge for MSPs to, you know, to come and get some advice and stuff. So the partner program is something that we're really, really excited about. We're excited to do some really kooky events. You know, we're planning on hiring out like a barber's for the day, and MSPs can come and get a free haircut and have a beer and stuff like that. You know, and you know, so we've got some crazy ideas for quite cool MSP focused events.
I like half of that idea there. I like a beer, but you know, as somebody who is, shall we say, follically challenged.
maybe a head massage instead, yeah, Rick, yeah. Something like that. You know,
I'm in for that. Yeah. So if anybody wants to find out more about the partner program, where can they find you on the interwebs? How can they get in touch?
Yeah, so it's, you know, zedsphere.com is our website, and the front and center on there is information about the partner program. You can check out our videos and stuff on there and just sign up. We've got a YouTube channel now, so you can go and check out our Zedsphere YouTube channel, and that's got our MSP Masters interview series. So I do interviews with like managing directors at MSPs of all different shapes and sizes, and they tell us about their trials and tribulations and stuff like that. And we've also got the MSP Growth Academy. So, it's no kind of like secret that MSPs mostly techie guys that have started up in business. And sales and marketing is something that's always a challenge. And, you know, sales and marketing is something that's a challenge for sales companies, never mind just, you know, technical companies. And we sell to MSPs, but we're not an MSP. We're a sales and marketing company. And we just thought it'd be a really good idea to try and share some of our sales and marketing knowledge with managed service providers, specifically with their needs in mind. So I've been doing this series every Thursday on YouTube called the MSP Growth Academy. And I just talk about things like, you know, that are important, things like buyer, how to identify your buyer persona, how to think about your sales funnel, you know, what kind of strategy to use to kind of like attract and convert customers into leads and stuff like that. So there's some really useful content on there that, you know, I just hope that it might be useful. You know, there's no kind of like sales message around it. It's just hopefully something that MSPs will like and be able to make some use of.
So I can see you're a book reader. I'm sat here and I'm looking at your bookshelf with lots of business books on.
Yeah, and this one in particular.
That wasn't an unmitigated for...
I can recommend the IT Owner's Business Owner's Survival Guide, yeah, which was a fantastic read, by the way, by a chap called Richard Tubb, available in all good...
all bookstores, everywhere that books are sold. So that wasn't the reason for asking about that. But yeah. In terms of books, you're clearly, you know, somebody you... cares a lot about personal development and becoming a better business leader. Mm. What's the one book that you find yourself recommending or gifting to other people the most?
To be honest with you, I really like Richard Templer. Mm-hmm. And this guy has written loads of books.
The Rules of People by Richard Templer.
Yeah. Okay. So I think he must have written like 15 different books, and they're all the rules of.
Right.
So this one in particular is the Rules of People, but you know, there's also the Rules of Work, the Rules of Life,
got it.
The Rules of Wealth, and you know, this really, Richard, like this is like toilet reading. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, because every single page is a different chapter.
Right.
You know, so
it's short, bite sized.
Yeah. You can go and, you know, read it, and you can literally, you know, read one chapter in you know, a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's nice and easy to consume. But do you know what? He actually talks a lot of sense as well, this guy. So
so the Rules of People by Richard Templer. We'll make sure that goes in the show notes.
Yeah. Well. Excellent. And we'll have to let him know. Maybe he'll send us some books, eh? Yeah. Because there's a collection, you know, a big collection that,
yeah. Right. Thank you for your time today. Just before we finish, if people want to get in touch with Zsphere or you personally, how do they reach out to you?
Well, you know, it's pretty easy. You can give us a call. You know, our phone number is 0330 122 2050, or just drop, you know, me an email. My email address is ryates@zsphere.com.
And again, we'll make sure that's in the show notes.
So, you know, we're here all the time. Just get in touch if you need anything.
You live, breathe, and do everything MSP.
We totally do. Yeah. We totally MSP do.
Cool. Well, Rick, thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed it, and best of luck for 2018.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Cheers. You too.
Thanks for listening to Tub Talk, the podcast for IT business owners. You can find the show notes and bonus content for this interview, along with dozens of other interviews with IT business leaders, over at www.tubblog.co.uk. If you enjoyed this podcast, then we'd really appreciate you rating and reviewing the show over at iTunes. Every review helps us reach new listeners and helps raise the bar for success in the IT industry. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak with you next episode. Have a great day.